All right, California. California's update is a couple of things have happened, actually. There's been CCPA guidance on whether a consumer has a right to know the inferences based on consumers' personal information. And spoiler alert, the answer is yes. And the opinion you can see linked there if you want more information. But I was actually surprised that there's an opinion on this because, or maybe you don't know, but in the CCPA, inferences based on personal information are still part of the definition of personal information. So if a data subject, if their rights are to know about personal information, then I would have assumed that that would have already been clear. But there's an opinion on it nonetheless. I would have liked to see something more on derivatives of personal information because that's a conversation that I feel like happens very frequently, especially when negotiating contract terms with third parties that are trying to work together. The next update for California is that CIPRA is going, so CPRA is going into effect on January 1st, so next year, right around the corner, and is enforceable in July. I included this, it's not really an update because we've known about it for 2 years now, but more of a reminder that that's on the horizon. Now, the California Privacy Protection Agency is an agency that was created out of CIPRA, and it just announced that it would commence its rulemaking. So that's the rulemaking authority for CCPA. So those are the main updates there. Now, what is the rulemaking authority? What does this mean? If you're not familiar, this means that the CPPA, so the California Privacy Protection Agency, will be adding further clarity to CCPA on topics like verifying data subject requests, reconciling issues with intellectual property rights, and complying with California privacy law, and also responding to evolving technology. So basically, you can think of this as they're tasked with helping guide practical application of the law. Okay, moving on to highlight some federal updates. This is a chart from the International Association of Privacy Professionals, and I'm sharing it here because I think it's a good resource if you're interested in tracking any of the federal bills. I've included a link to this chart. It's a very high-level summary of the bills. But what I like about it is that it also calls out whether there's preemption or if there's a right of private action. And you can see that I wasn't expecting you to be able to see the details in this chart, but this is just a snippet of what you can expect to see. And the IAPP also, they break the chart into different subcategories, which is nice. So you see this one's consumer privacy. And then here's an example of another chart on cybersecurity. So the bill is related to cybersecurity. There's also, I believe there's also categories for health information, financial information, and children online. Bills related specifically to protecting children online. Okay, so here are a few of the proposed bills that I wanted to call out specifically because I thought that they were pretty interesting. And you might want to have them on your radar. First is the American Data Privacy and Protection Act, which I will circle back to in a couple of minutes. But we also have a bill called Securing and Enabling Commerce Using Remote and Electronic Notarization Act of 2021, which this might be the most underrated bill, actually, because if you think about it, in our day-to-day business, having an electronic notary could be pretty helpful. So I flagged this one just to keep on the radar. I have a colleague that follows this topic pretty closely. It's Joseph Jacobson. So if you're interested in more information about electronic notary, then you can reach out to me and I can connect you with him or some of his resources on it. Informing Consumers About Smart Devices Act. This one is interesting to me from a consumer point of view. It's all about unassuming cameras and smart devices. So this act would require notice to consumers when there's a camera in a smart device that it's not obvious that a camera would be part of. So we're not talking about cell phones or conferencing cameras, something like that. We're talking about the refrigerator, the toaster, things that you might not expect to have a camera. And I think it's interesting because it's kind of telling about what technology is doing. But I've flagged that one there because I thought that was strange. The name doesn't make it sound like it's going to be about unassuming cameras either. The ransomware attack. Ransomware Act is about ransomware attacks. So this would require the FTC to issue a report about cybersecurity attacks, and specifically attacks from countries like Russia, China, and Iran. I'm flagging this one because it could be interesting insight. A report from the FTC on these topics could be interesting just for cybersecurity awareness, or maybe as a resource as you help your clients prepare for cybersecurity. And if you are working with a company that has to be part of such a report, that's something to take into consideration also. It's not clear to me if the companies are going to be named in these reports or not.